Saskatoon, Royal University Hospital and Jim Pattison Children's Hospital have resumed regular operations after a reported bomb threat was cleared by Saskatoon police. Saskatoon police provided an all clear at 2:30 p.m. Both hospitals had been on lockdown. The incident began at approximately 11:30 a.m. when police were called to the area outside an ambulance bay because of a report that a man in a vehicle may be armed with an explosive device. Police determined that he was not in possession of such a device and, through negotiation, he agreed to exit the vehicle. He was apprehended by police under the Mental Health Services Act without further incident. A search of the vehicle did not locate anything that would be considered a threat to public safety. Members of patrol, the crisis negotiation team, tactical support unit, canine unit, and explosive disposal unit, along with the Saskatoon Fire Department, Emergency Management Organization, and Medevi Health Services West had all responded to the scene. The Saskatchewan Health Authority says staff and physicians are standing down Code Black protocols and resuming normal operations. Patient and staff access for emergency services, appointments and shifts will resume as planned, and regular traffic flow has resumed at the site, says the SHA. Patients with impacted appointments will be contacted directly for alternate arrangements. On its X platform, the SHA said it extends its deep appreciation to our staff and physicians for their quick activation of appropriate emergency protocols, as well as to patients and the public for their support and understanding during the disruption. The SHA also extends its thanks to Saskatoon Police Service, Saskatoon Fire Department and EMS for their support in responding to this situation. The Saskatoon Police Service said in a news release it is appreciative of the Saskatchewan Health Authority's partnership and communication throughout the duration of this incident. During the lockdown, patients requiring emergency medical attention were asked to seek care at St. Paul's Hospitals or City Hospitals emergency departments.